Thank you for joining me today. This will be another one of my mini podcasts, or should I call it a midweek podcast? We're going to take our reading today from Psalms 111, verse 10. And it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Today, we'll talk about what I learned from another pastor at Riverside Church in Wellington, Colorado, talking about this dynamic wisdom. And I thought it was really important what he was talking about, so I've kind of added to it. And let's just dive right in. So in today's reading, we're reminded of the importance of the reverent fear and worship of the Lord as the foundation of wisdom. It is through this fear and respect for God that we gain a good understanding, wisdom, and meaning of life. Those who follow the will of the Lord experience the enduring praise of Him. Let's focus on the concept of this dynamic wisdom. Until we recognize and respect the process that God has set in place for us, we'll not bear the fruit of the achieved success. Think of the process this way. Just as we can't leave seeds in a bag, we must plant them, provide water and sunlight for germination to ensure proper spacing, and plant them during the right season. Following this process leads to success in our crops in our lives with Christ. The first step in this process is to fear the Lord, which can be better understood as a reverent fear or respect. Respecting the Lord is a crucial part of the process. When we fail to receive answers to our prayers, it very well may be because we're not respecting the process that God has provided. For example, a farmer might even pray over newborn calves, recognizing them as God's creation and a blessing for food and labor. Now, I'm not saying God is backed into a formula, but He does have a process. The fear of the Lord is a prerequisite for God's dynamic wisdom to operate in our lives. This fear is characterized by a serious attention and focus, along with the highest respect for God's absolute authority and power over all things. Without the highest respect for God and His commands, we will not obey Him. And if we do not obey Him and His instructions, His dynamic wisdom will remain inaccessible to us. However, we can begin experiencing God's dynamic wisdom today by obeying His word. Just as violating natural wisdom has consequences, violating God's commands also comes with consequences. Sometimes we face consequences that we don't understand, but if we consider the process and our obedience to God's commands, we may find answers. Disobedience to God will always catch up to us. It's like the hens coming back to roost. Proverbs 4 teaches us that wisdom is the principle of all things, and Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 9, highlights the tremendous benefits of obedience. When we seek wisdom as if searching for a hidden treasure and cry out to God for discernment, we receive the knowledge of God. Instead of relying on others' wisdom, we should seek our own wisdom directly from God. He has stored up wisdom for us if we fear Him, respect Him, and love Him. The traps the enemy sets for us will only lead them into their own downfall. God guards the paths of those who are righteous and preserves the ways of His saints. We should incline our ears, we should incline our hearts to hear God's scripture and seek understanding, treating it as valuable as gold and silver, going over it repeatedly. I'll close with this quote from Socrates. He says, "True wisdom comes to each of us when we realize how little we understand about life, ourselves, and the world around us." You have a blessed day.